Have you ever wondered about the psychological ramifications of social distancing, or the philosophical debate behind who gets a ventilator, or how institutional racism affects our judicial proceedings? The Finch Podcast is a new series which explores all of these questions and more through a multidisciplinary lens. WUGA's Colin Bergen talked to the two young men behind the podcast.
Among the many, many words that could be applied to 2020, one of the more apt ones would be complicated. There is a lot to solve, a lot to unpack, and the solutions are rarely as easy as we'd like them to be. Hence, the Finch Podcast. The Finch is a documentary series hosted by Alex Benoit and William Fang, two dual enrollment students at the University of Georgia. Their mission is in the tagline, dissecting complex issues with a multidisciplinary approach.
I think it really started off sort of out of boredom. When school transitioned to online, we had a lot of extra time, and so we wanted to find a way to do something that was enriching, but at the same time helpful. And so this was sort of the result of that.
That was Alex Benoit. He was a rising senior at Oconee High School, currently pursuing a microbiology major.
With this multidisciplinary approach, we took a topic like COVID, but rather than just asking one or two people, you know, what do you think about this? We asked 16 people, and those people are experts in their respective domains. So we've asked philosophers, economists, historians, we've asked sociologists, psychologists, we've asked the mayor, we've asked people that you want to hear from, but also people that you should hear from, but you typically don't.
In light of the internet's rapid dissemination of misinformation, the hosts feel that such a multidisciplinary approach is necessary.
There is this widely circulated plandemic video, just this conspiracy that the pandemic isn't something natural, it's some conspiracy, and we just really wanted to combat the misinformation.
William Fang is also a rising senior. He goes to Cedar Shoals High School and is currently pursuing a computer science major.
So we sort of build this ethos with bringing on experts, and they really know their stuff. They know way more than we do, obviously. We're just high school students. But hearing what they have to say, we incorporate it. We build our narrative on top of what they say to make sure we have the best information and the best expert-based opinions possible.
Of course, getting to that level of reputability wasn't easy.
Getting off the ground was pretty difficult. We had no reputation. No one knew who we were. We didn't even know who we were yet. So contacting around 16 people for the COVID-19 series, one, it was a lot of work on our behalf, just contacting everyone, writing questions for all of them, prepping interviews. That took several hours per interview. And we had about, I want to say like 12 interviews in like two or three weeks. And that was an insane time.
The team intends to continue to expand on the show. They are working on putting up a website as well as adding artwork, prose, and poetry to each episode. They also aim to expand their pool of sources going forward.
And really the idea moving forward, as we build this credibility, as we build this past guest list, is to try to get bigger and bigger names on and really build up that mentality of we want to get experts on. And if the best expert in the field is at UGA, then of course we'll contact them. If they're elsewhere, we'll do the same. But I think really the idea of going forward is sort of to open up our horizons while remaining attached to Athens.
You can check out the Finch Podcasts on YouTube, Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Spotify. With Athens News Matters, I'm Colin Bergen.